Hi everyone, welcome back. In this module, let's talk a little bit about the next financial statement, the statement of owner's equity. And let's go ahead and get right into it. Please go to the next slide with me. We can define the statement of owner's equity. It's kind of a basic financial statement. It simply shows the changes in equity for a period of time. Typically, the period of time is the same period of time is that covered by the income statement. It's also worth noting here that, hey, look, just like the income statement, the statement of owner's equity covers a time period, whereas the balance sheet is a specific point in time financial statement. Let's go ahead to the next slide. If you remember back from our previous discussion on the balance sheet, we said that equity really has two different components. We had the contributed capital, the amount that was invested by owners into the company, typically when they buy stock, and we had the retained earnings. And we said, hey, look, we're going to give a more thorough discussion of retained earnings. We said this when we dealt with the balance sheet. We're going to give a more thorough discussion of retained earnings a little later. Now, how often do you hear the instructor say that and the little bit later never comes? Here we are. We're going to give a little bit more discussion to this idea of retained earnings. Remember what we said it was. Retained earnings, we defined it as net income that was earned by the company and then reinvested back into the company, rather than giving the profits to the owners, the rightful owners, if you will, because they are the stockholders and are entitled to those profits. But retained earnings represents the income the company keeps, rather than giving out to the owners in the form of a dividend. Now go to the next slide with me, and let's answer this question related to this retained earnings. As an owner or stockholder, why would you allow this? Why aren't you up in arms? Why aren't you at the company's door demanding your share of the profit? How dare they take it and reinvest it in themselves rather than giving it back to you? Why aren't owners up in arms over this? Well, the answer is what we want them to do is reinvest so that they can grow, so that they can grow and become more profitable, earn better income in the future, maybe by taking it and buying new, more efficient equipment or machinery. We're able to expand the business, grow it, and it becomes worth more. Our stock does. Down the road. So the idea is, at least in theory, the company takes the income, it for the most part reinvests it back into itself so that it can grow and become more valuable in the future. And that's the idea of investing and waiting for a good return. Let the company reinvest in itself and grow and expand so that some point down the road it's more valuable than it is today in just getting a simple old dividend. Please go to the next slide with me. The statement of owner's equity looks something like this. Remember, there were the two components, the contributed capital and the retained earnings. The contributed capital, take the beginning balance, say at January 1st, add to it all additional sales of stock during the year. That's how in contributed capital goes up when owners buy more stock. And that tells us the ending contributed capital, the amount of contributed capital at December 31st, if you will. But remember, this owner's equity statement covers a period of time, typically from January 1 through December 31st. The second piece of this is the retained earnings piece. Take your beginning retained earnings, and remember what it is, net income that the company earns and then reinvests back in itself. We take the beginning retained earnings plus the net income, but maybe all of that net income isn't reinvested. Maybe some of it is given back to the owners in the form of a dividend. So take the beginning retained earnings plus net income minus the dividends that are paid, and that equals the ending retained earnings, i.e. the retained earnings at December 31. Just as a little FYI, one of the little formulas that very important, often used in a lot of calculations, and one that students have a tendency to forget is this little equation dealing with retained earnings. In your notes, there in your notebook or in your PowerPoint slides or whatever, star that, circle it, use different colors, whatever. That's an important equation, one that you really want to be comfortable with and be able to work with. Let's go to the next slide and let's take a look at what a statement of owner's equity would look like. And here you can see we've got the two pieces, the contributed capital, January 1st of the year of 05, $6,450. During the year, owners purchased more stock from us in the amount of $3,100, giving us ending contributed capital of $9,550. The other piece, the retained earnings, beginning balance, plus the net income that we earn, minus the dividends that we've paid, gives us the ending retained earnings. Adding those two pieces together, the contributed capital and the retained earnings, gives us the total stockholders' equity that we'll eventually see on the balance sheet. And it looks like $10,935. Let's go to the next slide. Something very important about these dividends. Remember the retained earnings formula. Beginning retained earnings plus net income minus dividends. Note that dividends that the company pays to its stockholders are not, even though it's counterintuitive, they are not considered to be an expense. The dividends that are paid are not an expense of the organization. The reason is there's no legal requirement on the company to pay a dividend. They don't have to pay dividends. They could go 100 years and just keep reinvesting their income in themselves rather than paying out a dividend. Because of that, dividends are not an expense. They are paid out of the net income that we earn, not considered an expense. This is another one to star or circle or put some colors next to or whatever to remind you. That's an important concept. And not only is it an important concept, but historically in this class, that's an area that a lot of students will miss. They'll think that a dividend should be an expense, and it is not. It is not considered an expense. Please go to the next slide. So answer my question. How do dividends that the company pays affect net income? I'm going to give you the answer in a second, but answer it to yourself real quick. How do dividends impact the company's net income? Well, the answer is they don't. Dividends have no effect on net income. Remember, they're not an expense. They are not part of the company's net income. Rather, the dividends are paid out of the income that we earn. They are not a factor in calculating the net income because they're not an expense. That's a very important idea to keep in mind. Please go to the next slide with me and note this key point. Dividends are not considered to be an expense, hence they do not affect the company's net income. They will not be found on the income statement. Rather, dividends simply reduce equity, specifically retained earnings. You'll find them on the statement of owner's equity, as you saw a couple of slides ago. It's a reduction of retained earnings, but they are not considered an expense. It's one to keep in mind, because that's a very important idea, and one that can be a little bit tricky and counterintuitive. Let's go to the next slide. And here you can sort of see a diagram of what impacts owner's equity. Increases to equity include investments by owners, i.e. sales of stock. They also include revenues. Because remember, net income increases equity. Increases retained earnings. It's beginning retained earnings plus net income. So revenues, which increase net income, hence they increase equity. The decreases to equity include the dividends that we pay. It's a decrease to retained earnings. And it includes our expenses. Right? Expenses reduce net income. And by reducing net income, we also reduce retained earnings. With that we'll wrap the module up with that, but that's such an important comment because you're going to hear it a whole bunch over the next couple of chapters. When the net income of the company is affected, that will cause the equity, specifically retained earnings, to also be affected.